The war on terrorism may have eclipsed other issues facing the U.S., but it has not erased them. In Washington and other American cities, there is another kind of emergency preparedness going on, preparing to deal with ex-felons coming home in record numbers. In Washington alone, between 2,500 and 3,000 are expected this year, and the government is turning to the city's ministers for help. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Dear God, our Father, for the gift of life, we pray that you would keep this project on our minds.
This prayer circle isn't at Zion Hill or New Bethany Church. It's on the 12th floor of a federal building not far from the U.S. Capitol. Holding hands are a half dozen ministers from the District of Columbia and some government bureaucrats who deal with ex-felons. You could say this group needs a prayer for what they're up against. Nationwide, record high numbers of prisoners are turning into record high numbers of ex-prisoners. And here in the district, the imprisonment rate is twice the national average. As many as 3,000 could be released here this year. The federal government wants to break the cycle and keep people from going back to prison. So it's looking for help by asking churches to recruit mentors for the inmates coming home.
The idea is to pair someone up with an individual from their own neighborhood.
Cedric Hendricks works with the government agency that oversees ex-offenders.
And, you know, really make that mentor part of the reentry team and then work together to ensure that the array of social support services that are needed to uplift the offender, that those resources are available and taken advantage of.
This isn't a grant program. What the government is proposing here is a kind of buddy system with a community member who can help an ex-offender stay clean, find and keep a job, and navigate the shoals of life on the outside. Nobody thinks it will be easy. And the Reverend Walter Fauntroy, a former congressman, worries about missteps.
It has to be done carefully.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first bad experience,
exactly.
And the bad experience will get all the publicity. We will be, say, oh yeah, you're all from that program, yeah. You know what I mean?
This program was in the works before President Bush was elected, but his focus on faith-based initiatives has spurred things along and helped stir up the big question at this meeting. Just how much religion, Christian or Muslim, can seep in to the mentoring? That's what Robert Cochran with the District of Columbia Baptist Convention is wondering.
We bring spiritual values, what I'm saying. There's a spiritual side to life.
Right.
And that's what I'm continuing to push on now.
Well, and I think you're right.
The government's Cedric Hendricks.
The churches are a natural part of the community in which our clients live. And that's what we're trying to do, I think, is to reconnect people with the positive institutions within the communities in which they live.
Mostly, the ministers pepper the government with questions about the nitty-gritty details. Their eyes may be uplifted, but their feet are on the ground. They know the federal prisons handle the district's inmates. That means most are coming back from prisons far away, some as far as New Mexico. So if they have family ties, they've been stretched mightily. Of course, reforging family and community ties is important to keeping ex-offenders out of trouble, and the government knows that churches are the experts here. Like Redemption Ministry in Southeast Washington, where the Reverend Anthony Motley is having takeout with two church members who have stopped by.
I tried something new tonight because Shay was telling me about these rib tips.
One of them is Anthony Castle. He's having onion rings. He keeps his eye on Reverend Motley and speaks only when the Reverend gently prods him to speak. Anthony Castle is 23. He got out of prison last month. He spent 2.5 years there for a felony drug conviction. He says being back home is tougher than he expected.
Once you come out of prison, it's like you see a lot of things that, you know what I'm saying, can hold you back.
That's true right down to the job application.
When you do go for a job, you got to fill out applications and they ask you, have you been incarcerated, convicted of a felony? And you can't really lie to them, so you put that down there, that's like one strike against you.
He's not sure about the future, but he says he wants to be a role model for his twins. The day we talk, he says, they are 2 years and 7 days old. Anthony says his mother and father used drugs, and his father went to prison.
I just want to try to keep my kids, you know, around positive people. You know, so as they grow older, that's basically what all they really know is more things that are positive so they can live their life positive.
Reverend Motley says he and his ministry will be there for Anthony Castle. He's concerned about finding people to mentor the other Anthonys of Washington, D.C.
Believe it or not, you have a lot of people in the community who say that, you know, once they're incarcerated, we don't want them back. You know, I mean, these are people who have been born and raised in our neighborhoods, in our communities. They are our sons and our daughters. And where else are they to go?
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.